This is Tommy Keen, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456. Check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Food New York.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin in with a primarily music-focused installment, but you'll get my reaction to Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and a smidge of geek speak that inspired a set this week. We've got music from XTC, Jim Steinman, and Berlin, and covers remixes of an Iggy and the Stooges classic and MacArthur Park. So about 100 possibilities for that last one. The first set today ties into the premiere of HBO's Penguin miniseries. From the height of Batmania, here's the original foul feathered fiend Virgis Meredith in character for the two-part novelty song The Capture and The Escape.
When the night is dark and you're fast asleep, somewhere in Gotham, I quietly creep. I am the master of evil and dastardly deeds. On an innocent city, I fiendishly feed.
He's the Penguin.
Quack, quack, quack. That's me.
He's the Penguin.
Quack, 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 quack. That's me. Batman's out to stop my wave of crime, but I manage to outwit him every time. With unequaled cunning and superior skill, when no one else can fool him, the Penguin will.
He's the Penguin.
My fine feathered sphinx, watch me execute the perfect craft. This jewelry store will do just fine. My umbrellas create a diversion so they can't see as I waddle out with the jewelry.
He's the
Penguin. That's me.
He's the
Penguin. The foulest bird of all. Oh, horror of horrors. What's this I see? Can it be Batman capturing me? Great quivering icebergs. They got me in bat cuffs to cart me away. But they'll never convince the Penguin that crime doesn't pay.
He's the Penguin.
Batman and Robin had me thrown in jail. And the nitwitted judge said, for the Penguin, no bail. They can shackle and chain me, but still I'll escape. With the help of the tricks that I've got up my cape.
He's the Penguin.
That's me.
He's the Penguin.
That's me. I release some pigeons. They fly through the air to summon my rat finks from everywhere. They bring an umbrella that shrinks prison bars. And then I hop on it and ride to the stars.
He's the Penguin.
That's me. Think you can cage the Penguin, you mud hen? I'm free once again, so let's celebrate. All criminals invited to my house at 8. We'll sit around plotting a bank job or two, and I'll teach you how to waddle like the Penguin do.
He's the Penguin.
That's me. I'm a swinging bird, you finks. So beware, Mr. Batman. The Penguin is back. Better tell Robin to go home and pack. You and that little delinquent are all through. 'Cause this time the Penguin outsmarted you.
He's the Penguin.
What do they do now? Nothing at all. They all live on so aimlessly, but what do they know? What do they think and who do they tell? Well, no one at all. Their lives are purely meaningless, and we are busy being blessed with all that we can take and pocket. No one needs to know. We're the plug and they're the socket. Give us the juice and we'll glow. Can't you hear the choir now?
to hear the choir now. Listen to the marketplace sing. Can't you hear the slaughterhouse bells? In the land of the pig, the butcher is king. In the land of the pig, the butcher is king.
How do they sleep? Their lives are all so tawdry and they're nothing but trash. And we're the biggest trash collector, what do you expect? They've got no standards perfect for us, we lower the bar. And we'll open up Pandora's box. Pandora gave us keys and locks and they're the victims waiting for their mugger. Come to the confessional so I can tell you all to bugger off! No time like now! And we'll do it our way today in the USA. We know what to say if you stand in our way. Don't stand in our way. That's our way. No time like today. Can't you hear the choir now? Listen to
from the unproduced Tim Burton Batman Broadway musical, that was Jim Steinman's In the Land of the Pig, The Butcher is King, which would have been the Joker's villain song. And before that, we heard Burgess Meredith as the Penguin describing the capture and the escape. That smidge of geek speak I mentioned up top is Luca Guadagnino might be the one to finally show how life ain't easy in easy company. The Ian Snyder and Nexus Point News are reporting the Suspiria and Challengers auteur, rumored for a while to be circling a DCU movie, is closing in on finally bringing Sergeant Rock to the big screen. Back when I was a geekling, there were attempts by Joel Silver to make a movie about the non-superhuman World War II legend who happens to exist in a world of capes, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis the choices then. If it does, who knows if this song will make it onto the soundtrack. Here's XTC's Sergeant Rock is Going to Save Me.
Help with got more terms than you. Step in the E, it's like a dead end. If it's a game you can't win, take your eyes off the title. It's vital, you lose every time that I'm your rival. Now you wanna fight, I hit you with rhymes. You know I'm not liable to pay the damages. I poof away like a genie. Get out of cuffs like Houdini. The lyrical disappearing act and could reappear on any track or attraction. Fools be lacking when knives be slashing. Guns go blasting, it's a fact when it's time for the action. What? No relaxing when the walls cracking. That's a fact, man.
Slice with a blade. I got the flavor. These haters wanna bite from their fangs. Better think twice in life. It's a pricing. I get it paid. So many problems in the way. People I must save. And it's a path that I must pay. Yeah, I'm fearing the risk. But I still get the job done with a gift. Then disappear in the mist. You feeling my drift? D2E, the chosen man. As the days pass by, I feel the world closing in. So I keep my eyes open, wide and away. Never gets too dangerous, best be sliding away. Ain't no time in the play, nah. To get my vision clearer, I'm finding a way. Prepare myself for
fighting a war in the dark side.
Fighting a war.
Take a higher power to defeat the forces in the dark side. So we try each day, each dark dreaded day.
To cross over
to the light side.
That was Fighting a War by Down to Earth featuring Rome from the original Blade soundtrack. Only update I can give on that is rumors, speculation that points to the new Daywalker not being seen until after the Multiverse Saga finishes. And before that was Sergeant Rock is Going to Save Me by XTC. Wow, can't remember the last time I saw a movie on opening weekend. Think I still waited a week or so before seeing Endgame. But I did with Beetlejuice AD 2024. In my Burton rankings, it's above Sleepy Hollow, but maybe behind Big Fish. It fulfilled and exceeded my please just don't suck expectations, and is the second best legacy sequel I've seen in recent years. X-Men 97 is going to hold that crown for the foreseeable future. Keaton is, of course, fantastic. Catherine O'Hara deserves that third billing and at least an Oscar nom for her return as Delia. Winona's solid as usual, and I like her character arc, even if I saw where it was going. Jenna Ortega is good, but the character's maybe a little flimsy, though there's still a good twist with her love interest. Willem Dafoe is also, of course, great. The mix of practical and CGI mostly works. Sandworm looks much better in final form than in the first trailer. The way they dealt with the Jeffrey Jones elephant was interesting bit of trying to have it both ways, of giving him a middle finger without completely throwing the character under the bus, or to the shark, as it was. Most of all, per later discussion of it with my former co-host Jill, who the original was an activator for, like me in the Gotham, is it might not be what you're expecting based off the original. I don't mean in quality, that was lightning in a bottle, as was most of Burton's work up until those damn Dirty Apes, but in terms of tone. It's more of a comedy drama. There are laughs, but the wackiness is dialed down in favor of exploring the problems driving Lydia as an adult and dividing her and daughter Astrid. I wasn't completely expecting this either, but was able to roll with and even embrace it a bit. Because getting back to my expectations, it's clear that Burton actually had something to say with this, and then just returned for a quick nostalgia cash grab, which has always been an issue for him, Keaton, and Ryder, or doing what people expect of him when his attempts to break out a formula like Big Eyes or Sweeney Todd don't quite click. Can't help but think some of Astra's attitude towards her mom reflects his own experiences as an old bat with kids of his own. So to sum up, pretty good, recommended, just don't go in expecting your size to split. Heading into the second half of Forgotten Geek on WGXE, here's La Orchestra Cinematique's take on the new sequel's version of Harry Belafonte's classic Deo, the Banana Song.
Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
We'll be right back.
was never waiting for his girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages, and was pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. It took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no! I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knee. The birds like tender babies in your hands. The old men playing checkers. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. It took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no! Dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees, and the birds like tender babies in your hands, the old men playing checkers by the tree. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no!
I'm a
Forgotten Geek on WGXE continues. The prior Beetlejuice set, starting with the Orchestra Cinematique remix of Alfie Davis and the Sylvia Young Theater School Choir's funeral version of Harry Belafonte's Deo. That was followed by E Rock's version of the Beetlejuice theme song, and ended with the Mike Flower Pops cover of MacArthur Park, which is a climactic musical moment for the movie. Today's penultimate set starts off with the Utah Saints remix of James Say Something. We'll be right back. Set started off with James Say Something, Utah Saints remix, followed by Berlin's cover of Madonna's Live to Tell, and ended with Depeche Mode's cover of Iggy and the Stooges' Dirt. I'll be back in 2 weeks with the second half of One Hitters 1984. We're closing out with a set for the soon premiere Agatha All Along, starting with L'Orchestre Cinematique's remix of The Ballad of the Witch's Road, followed by Canote Films and the Rankin Brothers' fun cover of David Bowie's Magic Dance from Labyrinth, and close with McGann Jett Martin's cover of Magic from the soon-to-be-revived Wizards of Waverly Place. Thanks for listening, and stay safe.
Marching ever forward, neath the wooded shrine, I stray not from the path I hold at hand in mine. Primal night giveth sight familiar by thy side. If sun be gone, we carry on, spirit as our guide. Down, down, down the road, down the witch's road. Thank you.
army of the bang.
What bang?
The beam of the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
You do.
Do what?
The army of the bang.
I saw my baby crying hard.
Ha ha!